Praise God. Well, let's enjoy a little bit of heaven tonight. Begin by singing number 318. 318. Where Jesus is, 'tis heaven there. Praise God. That's what heaven is. It's all about Christ. He's the glory of heaven. And we can experience that glory in our souls tonight in a wonderful measure. Praise God. 318.
Since Christ my soul from sin set free, this world has been a heaven to me. Amid its sorrows and its woe, 'tis heaven my Jesus here to know. Oh, hallelujah, yes, 'tis heaven. 'Tis heaven to know my sins forgive on land or sea. What matters where Jesus is, 'tis heaven there. Once heaven seemed a far off place, till Jesus showed his smiling face. Now it's begun within my soul, will last
also sing number 317. You don't even have to turn the page unless you close your book. 317, constantly abiding. Hallelujah. Praise God.
There's a peace in my
raise the rock. Hallelujah in Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Praise the Lord. I will rejoice in thee. Glory, glory, glory. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory, 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 glory.
Father, our heart yearns for you. Father, we want to see you magnified, that are being magnified. We want to see your Son, Jesus Christ, that be glorified in the midst of us, Lord. So, Father, hallelujah, continue to pour your spirit with praise and worship, because you deserve all worship. You deserve all praises, Lord. Oh, Lord, we really that we want that every fiber of being that rise up to worship you.
Wonderful Savior,
glory to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Rejoice, rejoice, O Christian, lift up your voice and sing.
He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He lives.
to our feet. The Lord sees that. He wants to send rejoicing into our hearts tonight. We need it. He needs it. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Upon us, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we rejoice in thee. Glory. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory.
It's in our book as we're standing. Whoa. Praise God. 444. Thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Let him pour his oil upon you tonight. Praise God.
I have found the one that Savior, Jesus Christ, the soul's divine. Every blessing of
verse. I was reminded of the families that sent their kids off to school. And there was one family who made sure they told their children, now when you go to school, remember who you are. Don't let anybody push you around, make you feel like you're not worthy or deserving. Remember who you are. Remember what family you come from, and remember our status in the community and so on. Remember who you are. Don't ever forget that. Okay, Daddy. And then the family next door gathered together for prayer with the children before they went to school. And their father said, "Now, children, when you go to school today, remember whose you are. You belong to Jesus. He's with you. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. And so walk worthy of him today. Serve him with gladness. Be a blessing. And know that he's with you no matter what you face. Jesus is with you because you belong to him. And he belongs to you. Praise God." Well, there's a big difference there, isn't it? Remember who you are. Remember whose you are. Maybe we should forget who we are. That would do us good. But remember whose we are. Praise God. Every day, we wake up and say, "Jesus, I belong to you." That's going to make a big difference in your day. "I belong to you, Jesus. You bought me with your own blood because I was precious in your sight. Other people might not value me. I may have some problems today, but Lord, I know that you'll help me with everything that I face. And you promise never to leave me, never to forsake me. And so I can rejoice in you today, no matter what comes my way, because I belong to Jesus and he belongs to me." Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you that we belong to you. And that means everything to us. That makes all the difference in our lives, Lord. To belong to one so wonderful, so precious, so loving. Oh, Jesus, we thank you. Thank you for all that you do for us as your children, the way you take care of us, the way you provide for us, the way you supply that which we're in need of, day by day, moment by moment. Lord, we thank you, Jesus, that you take responsibility for us as a loving father watches over his own dear children. We don't deserve it. We don't always walk worthy of it. But Lord, you never change. And your love for us never changes. And your interest in us never changes. And we're so thankful that we can depend on you to keep us. Lord, we pray that you'll speak to our young ladies tonight, and the children in the camp. And Lord, we pray that you'll make them to know how precious they are to you. Lord, you can do that. No matter what home they come from, what circumstances they're in, you can make your love so real to them. You can make them to feel so special to you. Just like John, the disciple whom Jesus loved, we can all feel that way. And Lord, we pray that you'll just lay your hand upon each one. These girls need to be loved. These little boys need to be loved. We need a love even more than our parents can provide for us. Jesus, we need that love of Jesus to come into our hearts and to envelop us, Lord, and to hold us close. And so, Lord, we pray that you'll shed your love abroad in our hearts tonight by the Holy Ghost, that you'll pour out your love upon this campgrounds, and we pray that you'll manifest your loving presence in all of our gatherings. We thank you for it, Lord. Teach us to rejoice in your love, to accept it, and to expect great things because of it. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Oh, what splendor. Oh, what glory. Let's sing it.
Oh, what splendor. Thank you.
precious Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. By the Holy Ghost, to make these things real to us. Glory, glory, glory.
Just thinking of the word sila. It means stop and think about it, right? Let's sing number 437. I've asked our brother Bill to minister to us tonight, and so we want to listen for what the Lord has to say to us as our brother just gives himself to the Lord. Let's stand together and sing 437. That the Lord is reminding us through different ones of our need to be filled with the Holy Spirit and to keep that fire burning in our hearts. Thank you. And so we want to take heed to that admonition. Praise God. There's apart from the Holy Spirit and His fire, there's nothing of any value, nothing that can really be accomplished for the kingdom of God. And God wants to drum that into us so that we can stop wasting our time and let Him fill us with His Spirit. Praise God. Lord, we pray for that anointing of Your Spirit, that fire of the Holy Ghost, to fall upon us, Lord. Oh, Jesus, to burn more brightly. And Lord, teach us how to nurture, to fan that flame of the Spirit in our life, and as we heard, not to quench it, to put out that fire. Oh, Jesus, we thank You, Lord, that You're present and Your fire is burning in our midst. help us to warm up to your ministry as we receive your word into our hearts, Lord. We pray, Father, that you'll reveal yourself to us and speak right into our need. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The bill comes.